Welcome to this body awareness exercise. For this exercise, you'll be walking outside. Please be sure to go to a place where there are other people as well. Bring a notebook and headphones so you can listen to this audio file. Once you're ready and out on the street, please continue listening to my instructions. Once you're out on the street, start walking. Walk not too fast and not too slow, meaning fast enough so that you feel like you have a clear direction, a clear intention of where to go, like you would be heading to the supermarket. But don't rush. Make sure while you walk, you can still attend to the things that happen around you. You can still see the houses, the objects, the people around you. You can still smell. You can hear the sounds as far as possible with your headphones on. And make sure you're able to feel your body. Do this by first noticing your breath. So notice first the rhythm of your breath. Notice how long you inhale and how long you exhale. Notice if there is a break between your inhale and exhale, like a short period in which you don't breathe, or does the inhale come right after the exhale? Also notice if or where you feel your breath in your body. Where do you feel your body move when you breathe? Do you feel it in your chest? Your belly? Maybe your shoulders? Do you feel this at the front of your body? The back of your body? The sides. You don't have to change anything about your breath, although maybe becoming aware of your breath already altered it. And possibly by walking, your breath becomes slightly faster. Just notice the way you're breathing right now. Then also attend to your posture, the way you're holding yourself. You can do this by noticing the position of your pelvis in relation to your ribcage and your head. So if you'd imagine a line going through the top of your head, through the center of your ribcage, and through the center of your pelvis, would this be a straight line? Again, you don't have to change anything. Just notice whether your ribcage is right above your pelvis and your head is right above your ribcage, or if your ribcage is maybe a little bit behind your pelvis and your head a little bit forward, or any combination of these. Then also notice how you distribute your weight while you're walking. How do you shift your weight from one foot to the other? What parts of your feet are you using when you walk? And how are you moving one foot in front of the other. Try to not look at your feet to do this. Try to use your proprioception. So feel how you put your feet in front of one another. And also notice how you move your arms. Are they hanging next to your body? Are they moving? Are they stuck somewhere close to your body? Are you holding them? Or maybe you have a hand in your pocket? Maybe one arm moves more than the other. Maybe you're holding your listening device in one of your hands. Are your hands relaxed? And what does this mean if your hands are relaxed? Are your fingers long? Or maybe you also have a slight fist in your hands? Do you notice any tensions in your face, around your eyes, your forehead, around your mouth and jaw? Can you feel the position of your tongue inside your mouth? Then also notice how your clothes move around your body. How does the surface of your clothes feel? How do the textures feel? How does it feel if parts of your clothes, or maybe your hair, or maybe a scarf, or whatever is touching your skin? How does it feel if any texture is stroking your skin while you walk? Maybe you also feel the touch of air on your skin, the wind, the temperature. Maybe it's raining and you feel your skin getting wet. Now also notice the shape your body takes in space. Notice how you move the shape around. Then notice the amount of space you take, not just with your shape, but by being present in space. So notice the way you're present in space. You can spread out your body in space or make your body very small. Rudolf Laban calls this gathering or scattering your body in space. So we can minimize our use of space by bending all of our joints and curling up into a ball. And in contrast, we can fling ourselves all over the place, extending the whole body and stretching our legs, arms, and fingers as far as they will go. But we can also do this through moving and just by the way we attend to our surroundings. We can be very present, spreading ourselves up, out, but we can also curl ourselves in. We can do this by using our limbs, but also by using our face, opening our eyes, looking at others, or closing up. Although this sounds very abstract, you may get a sense of what I mean. How does it feel to close yourself towards your surrounding, and how does it feel to open yourself up? This has to do with also the way you attend to your surroundings. Attending only to your thoughts may close yourself up a little bit, and attending to people around you and other parts of your environment may feel like you open your body a little bit more up. So notice how you're present, in short. So notice the amount of personal space you take in at this moment. But also notice how you move space. So you can do this by imagining that the space around you is not empty, but filled with molecules. Or if that helps, maybe dust or pollen. Imagine the molecules or other particles moving around you as you walk. As you walk, imagine how you push them in front of you and then out of the way. And behind you, they reassemble in space, in the space that you left behind. So notice how you move the space around you, this space that is not empty, as you walk. Then notice whether your movements are direct or indirect. A clear example of moving directly in space is if you have a clear goal, for instance, if you head to the bus stop while the bus is arriving at any time. Then you move directly towards the bus stop. An example of moving indirectly is if you want to cross the street, but you are insecure about whether a car that is approaching will stop for you or not. So this anticipating often has indirect movement as a result. But you can also imagine that you're shopping and you don't have a clear goal, you're just kind of wandering from here to there. Of course, there are many nuances, and again, just feel the way you're using your body right now. And maybe different parts of your body do different things. Maybe your legs move very directly, while your arms move rather indirectly. So notice what is specific about the way you move. Can you still feel your breath? Are you still aware of your posture? Your feet on the floor, on the ground? Now, find a person on the street you can follow. If you don't find a person to follow right away, you can hit pause, find someone, and then come back to this audio file. So, literally follow one person around. Try to do this in a subtle way, so don't let them notice you're following them. Notice how you use your body to achieve this. While you follow this person, observe this person's body and movements in detail. You can start by noticing the colors of their clothes, whether they are carrying a bag or a backpack, this person alone, or are there other people walking with them. Then also start to notice if this person moves directly or indirectly in space. Do you think this person has a goal? Or are they leisurely wandering around? Or something in between, or a variety of this? Notice how this person walks in terms of how they place their feet on the floor, the pace of their walk, the tempo, the rhythm. How do the arms move, and maybe the legs move directly in space while the arms move indirectly in space, or the other way around. How present is this person? Does this person take in a lot of space? Not just with their shape, but also with their way of moving. The amount of personal space this person takes in. How does this person move the space around them? Again, you can imagine the molecules around this person and how, as they walk, they move these around. Notice this person's posture. Is there anything specific about the way they align their pelvis, ribcage, and head? And then notice the way this person distributes the weight of their body while they walk. Continue following and observing this person. Try to copy some of the specificities of their body. For instance, the way they move their arms, or the way they distribute their weight from one foot to the other when they are walking, or the position of their head. Maybe the pace, rhythm, or tempo of their movements. How would you copy the way they move through and are present in space? Copy just one element at a time to start off with. Be as precise as possible. Sometimes it may help to exaggerate a little bit before finding nuances. So if this person carries the head in front of the ribcage, really reach your head far forwards before finding the position that is exactly right. So keep on following this person, observing this person's body and movement, and copy elements of how they use their body. Be as precise and specific as possible. Once you got the hang of it, copying single details about this body and its movements, you can also combine more than one. But try to still be very precise. As you do this, notice which parts of using your body and moving belongs to your way of using your body and moving, and what parts do you copy from this other person. While you copy parts of using the body and moving of this other person, notice how it feels to use and move your body in this way. So, taking the example of the forward position of the head again, which muscles do you have to use to assume this position, this posture? And how does using your body in this way, so this forward position of your head, for instance, how does this influence the way you carry or use your arms? Or what else changes if you do this? Maybe it changes the tempo rhythm of your walk. Maybe it changes the way you breathe. Or how would it feel to carry a heavy bag with this body? So notice how these things that you copy feel in your body. What consequences does it have on other parts of your body or the way you move? Now find a place to make notes. Through drawing or writing or any other form of notation, describe the body and movements you just observed in detail. So again, you can write, draw, or whatever works best for you. Just make sure you describe as many details as possible about this person's body and movements. Do this for 2 minutes. So I will leave 2 minutes of silence now. You can keep on listening. And after 2 minutes of silence, I'll come back to you with more instructions. Now, 2 minutes of notation time are over. And I would like to invite you to take a close look at your notations. As soon as you will continue your walk, I would like you to incorporate as many of the details you noted down as possible. In other words, let the descriptions that you just made become instructions as to how to move and use your body. Take some time to study your notations, and then after you can start walking and moving. While you do this, you are allowed to let go of the person you followed. So the notations are your base for a movement. They do not have to be accurate. They are not a representation of the person you followed, as though this person is some kind of original. They are not descriptions anymore, but they are instructions. So take your time to study your notations, your instructions, that is. Again, I will give you 2 minutes to do this. Now that you studied your notations, your instructions, start walking and moving according to these instructions for a while. Again, let go of the person you followed as much as possible. And use your notations as information as to how to move and walk and use your body. Be very detailed, be very precise. Notice how it feels to move your body in this way. So feel what happens inside your body. So for instance, maybe this way of moving alters the way you breathe. Maybe you can even feel your heart rate change. Maybe it causes particular tensions, or maybe you even feel more relaxed than if you use the way you usually, or if you move the way you usually move. So notice what is specific about this way of moving, how it differs from the way you usually use your body. And besides noticing how this feels on the inside, also notice if this changes the way you're present in space, the way you attend to your surroundings. The way you relate to space. And maybe also the way you relate or even communicate with other people. Now that you practiced this for a while, find a place to make notes again. This time, go back to your original notes and attend to the kind of words that you use to describe the person you are following. So go back to the notes you made earlier. The notes that were your instructions just now. Now that you practiced moving according to these notations, can you be even more specific as before, more than before? So for instance, maybe earlier you noted down that this person walked quickly. Now that you moved this way, can you be more specific as to how quickly you moved? Maybe moving this quick made your heartbeat go up, or made you breathe faster, or it made you use different parts of your feet than you're used to. Find these ways of being more specific or having more information about how certain ways of moving and using your body feel. So the task is to find more and more specific words or other tools to become more articulate, to find words or other tools for bodily sensations and movements. So take your time to study your notations and make new, more specific notations. Again, I will insert 2 minutes in which you can do this, so I'll come back to you after 2 minutes. Now, after making these more specific notations, use them again as instructions as to how to move. While you do this, you can move back to your house, to your internet access. And for today, we will stop this exercise for now, but be sure to again use the notations you just made as instructions as to how you use your body, and bring all your notations to our next gathering. If you want to practice this another time, it can be interesting to repeat the exercise of observing, following and observing someone, describing them in your notations, then using these notations as instructions to move, then making even more specific notations, and again using these as instructions. So everything we just did, maybe you can repeat them once or twice if you have more time. For now, for this short experiment, walk back home, taking your new notations as instructions as to how to walk back home. And then we'll see each other online and we'll discuss the exercise and the notations we made. So, see you then.